This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Thousands of people listen to the program right here on Talk 980 AM KMBZ. And the program can also be heard via podcast at seniorcarelive.com and through the platforms Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Player FM Podcast. This program is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, helping them make informed decisions. This is a great place to listen and learn. And so many people consider Senior Care Live appointment radio, and I hope you will too. If you have a question, as always, you can visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com, or you could go old school and give us a phone call at 1-800-331-6445. All right, so on the program today, we have a really great program for you here today. I want to introduce my friend and special guest, Mr. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. And you're going to want to write this information down. You can reach Ben with Home Downsizing Solutions at the following phone number. It's 402-450-0199, or you could also visit online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Good day to you, Steve. Thank you for having me back, and hope to be able to give your listeners some good information today. So looking forward to it.
All right. All right. So, Ben, why don't we just start off with 101. What services do you offer with Home Downsizing Solutions?
With Home Downsizing Solutions, we specialize in helping families that want to transition from their home that they've been in for years and years, sometimes decades, into a smaller home or apartment community, and do that by buying the real estate or buying their house that they've been in for maybe years, and doing that in a way to make it as stress-free and hassle-free for the homeowners or the adult children that are sometimes involved in these transitions, and do everything we can just to make it very easy for for them to transition into their new home or apartment community.
Okay, so I imagine that you're working with maybe an individual or maybe a couple. They've lived in their home for 10, 20, 30, maybe even 40 or 50 years. And I'm assuming that these houses probably need some updates and maybe some home repair. And it may just be easier to sell the home, you know, as is for cash and walk away versus doing all of the updates and repairs. Is that correct?
That's correct. I should have mentioned that we really specialize in houses where a person hasn't done anything for years and years that maybe needs, whether it's just cosmetic paint, floor coverings, to new roofs, sometimes foundation repairs, any of those items. But typically it would be a house that nothing has been done to for years. And instead of choosing to spend the time and money and resources to updating the house and repairing the house to make it more market ready in a traditional sense, we provide a service to be able just to sell the house to us as is for cash, and the homeowner can just transition to their new home without having to worry about all those things.
Okay, and I'm on your website right now looking at homedownsizingsolutions.com. It's a really good website, and I love the three boxes that really say very succinctly, for any reason, any condition, and any challenge. And so for the any reasons, you know, a lot of times on this program, we talk about someone who is getting ready to sell their house, and then they're going to move to a senior care community, whether it's independent living, assisted living, or long-term care, or maybe a continuing care retirement community. Also there's some other reasons, and one would be an inherited property. I understand that you worked with the family in the Kansas City area recently that inherited a property, and then you were able to work that through with them.
That's correct. It was a situation, and we've done work with numerous situations like this where there will be multiple siblings that typically live in other geographic locations. And they need to do something to liquidate the house in the Kansas City area, whether the parents might have passed away or moved into a senior community. And in either case, they have this vacant property now that they have to worry about. And especially if it needs updating or repairs, and trying to coordinate that from some other geographic location, some people would just rather sell the house and be done with it at that point. And so we were able to step in and work with the couple siblings that were from the out of the area. It needed to go through the probate process before they could sell it, but we worked with them through that. And as soon as they were able to sell the property, we were able to close very quickly, get them the funds that they needed for the house, and the transaction was complete at that point.
All right. Excellent. And let's go ahead. And we have another special guest in studio with us today, Patty Garrett. She's the director of RN Services Kansas City. It's a private duty home care company. And Ben, why don't you tell us about how you got connected with Patty and let us know a little bit about that. And then I would just love for Patty to share, you know, maybe have some words and share her experience in working with you.
Absolutely, Steve. Well, as you know, Steve, you introduced the two of us since you thought that we would be good people to meet each other. And so you introduced me as in my company, and we're able to discuss what I do and provide services for individuals to Patty. And she happened to have someone that I'll let her tell the story, but happened to have someone that my services was a good fit for. And so I contacted the individuals that she referred to me, and we were able to allow them to sell their property very stress and hassle free, I think anyway, and in the transition to their new home. So I'll let I'll let Patty kind of fill in the details for that.
Yes, and Patty, I remember when we did the three-way Zoom virtual meeting, you were asking a lot of specific questions, so I figured you probably had something in mind there.
I did. We were doing just an introduction so that I could meet Ben over Zoom, just, you know, in case I happen to know someone. And I'll be honest with you, the light bulb didn't go on in my head until we were on the Zoom talking that I'm starting to think, wait a minute. I think this might be what my brother and my sister-in-law are looking for. So I did start asking some very targeted, specific questions. And Ben, I don't know if you realized it at the moment, but Steve and I have known each other a long, long time. And I think he kind of knew that I was headed a certain direction. So I am so pleased that Steve, you know, set that Zoom up for us to be introduced to each other.
Absolutely. I did not pick up on it at the time. I thought you were a firm business person, which I'm sure you are probably, Patty, but I thought you had some specific questions and kind of wanted to get a good feel of the person and the business that I run. And so I was happy to answer any of those questions that anyone would throw at me.
Well, and you know what's interesting? Real quick, it is true that when your brain switches to a specific situation in your life, your questioning line does change from just a generalization, oh, let me learn more about you, to, hey, I think I could bring you into the life of someone I know.
Yep,
and absolutely. Certainly know and want to know how those things work. Absolutely.
You bet. So, Patty, could you tell us a little bit about just briefly kind of set it up, and then on the other side of the break, we can finish that conversation. But this was interest for your brother and your sister-in-law, correct?
Correct. For my older brother and my sister-in-law. And I knew that they were looking at, buying another house and making a change, and they were kind of facing a few mountains. And I just thought, oh my gosh, this is a mountain climber, this guy, Ben. And I need to check this out. So that's what led to that.
Okay, and so they were living in their home. Now, is that in the Prairie Village area? Where was their house?
Yeah, their home was in the heart of Prairie Village. It was a situation of where they were a bit inundated with decisions and with what are we going to do with this and what are we going to do with that. And they had thought about the concept of what Ben offers for his business, but I did not know that. And as soon as I discussed it with my brother, he said, wait a minute, that's kind of an idea that we were thinking of. But one of their biggest concerns was, of course, someone they could trust and someone that could help them with not taking with them the quote-unquote stuff that they don't want.
Okay, excellent. And Patty, on the other side of the break, let's continue that thought. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Once you sell your house, you must leave the house within A, the same day, B, within 2 days, C, within 1 week, or D, it depends. The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget, you can stream the program to any electronic device at seniorcarelive.com and through the app audacy.com, and that's AUDACY.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Once you sell your house, you must leave the house within A, the same day, B, within 2 days, C, within 1 week, or D, it depends. And the answer is... D, it depends. And Ben, that's kind of a weird answer, right? Why don't you go ahead and explain that one?
A little bit, but that's certainly one of the benefits that I think a lot of people that we work with really appreciate, and something that we've been offering for some time. Typically, it is a situation where in a traditional sale, the buyers understandably want possession of the house as soon as they close and as soon as their loan payments start kicking in. So that for the seller to remain in the house is typically not an option. But with us, we ran into the situation where there was a catch-22 sometimes of where a person wanted to sell, but they knew where they were going to a senior community or apartment community, but maybe the apartment wasn't ready yet. And so we were able to step in, buy the house so that the sellers knew the house is sold and that a buyer wasn't going to back out or change their minds, but allowed them to stay in the home until they could make that transition to their new home or apartment. And so that's something that we started doing since then. And it seems like a really good benefit that a lot of people really appreciate. So we can kind of tailor that time frame to whatever a person needs, whether that's a week, whether that's a month, or sometimes up to 3 months.
Okay. All right. And see, having that flexibility is just stunning, I think. And so, you know, traditionally with, you know, the vast majority of other real estate transactions, you're out the same day. But with Home Downsizing Solutions and Ben Socek, we have some flexibility there. And I'll tell you what, for my clients who may be on a wait list waiting for an assisted living or long-term care community, having that flexibility, having the cash in hand, but yet being able to stay in the house and having that flexibility, stay there for a little bit until your apartment or your room becomes available, that is key. And then, Patty, with your brother and sister-in-law, did they need to move right away or did they need to have a different timing?
They needed different timing. They needed slow and not hectic and someone to go at their pace. So it was a perfect match with Ben. He allowed them to name the timeline of how they wanted to do things, and he adjusted his business model to what met their needs. So Ben, I cannot thank you enough for that.
Absolutely. And that was a situation where I think they were certainly okay with knowing with going forward and us buying the property very quickly so that they knew that it was done. They didn't have to worry about who they're going to sell it to or when, but then taking their time to transition to their new home and and moving accordingly. So I hope they appreciated that, and that was a benefit that was important to them, though, I think.
I will be happy to give you all of my brother and my sister-in-law's raving statements of how this... They just never knew that something like this existed, quite honestly. And they did have a lot of decisions to make. They did line up the new home and purchasing it, but there was no big rush. But they wanted to leave behind quite a bit of stuff that, you know, we accumulate over the years. And it was a little bit of stress to think that they were going to have to make the decision of, does this stay or does this go? And working with you allowed them to do it in a very fluid, natural way instead of a stressful way. And that's what they needed to be able to start over in their new home that was going to be their brand new long-term home. So it couldn't have gone any smoother. And from day one, you make things so convenient, you know, doing the assessment, and then agreeing on the price, and then explaining to them, walking through the house and saying, look, what do you not want in this room? And it could be a box of just stuff that was nothing. It could be a leftover lawnmower, and you said, got it, leave it, leave it. And they didn't have to decide at that moment, but it took walking through with you for it to really click in their head that, hey, we don't have to make a fast decision of what's, you know, staying and what's going. We can actually pick what we want to take and leave the rest behind. That was key for them, was being able to not say, okay, let's load up the truck and put the items in this that we want to go Goodwill, and then let's do another truckload to the landfill if it was things that they didn't want, the truck that goes to the new house. They were able to just say, yep, we want that piece of furniture, yep, we want that box, and hand you the keys and say, okay, it's all yours.
And just have the convenience of walking away, and you don't have to do the updates. You don't have to do the repair. You can leave what you want to leave, take what you want to take. And right. And I think the key, Patty, with that story is Ben, first of all, he's so easy to work with. He's one of the nicest guys you could ever meet. And he's just super flexible with the timing of all of that, which then gave them the comfort of moving forward. And like you said, at a pace. And then when you move and trying to figure out what are we going to do with all this stuff, that's a huge, huge stressful part of a move. And Ben, it sounds like you made that just really, really convenient for them. Good job, Ben.
Well, absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity, Patty, to work with your family. And that, of course, is of course my goal in any working situation where I work with the family or the adult children a number of times when they're trying to help mom and dad. And so that's certainly my goal, is to make what can be a very stressful, hassle-filled transition, and try and do the best I can to take that stress and those hassles off their shoulders.
And a big part, Ben, that was really good for them also, and it would be for anyone that I would think were facing moving, they were able to sign everything electronically. They signed it electronically, and it wasn't just but a few days that their funds were deposited into their account. And they didn't have to even deal with paying off the mortgage. Ben, you took care of that for them. So they got a confirmation that said, hey, you're done. Basically, whenever you're ready, give him the keys. No rush. How many times does that happen with selling a house to where you enjoy the experience and it's a stress reliever instead of a stress creator?
Yeah. That's certainly the goal.
That is excellent, excellent. Thank you so much, Ben and Patty, for being on the program today. I really appreciate it, and thank you so much, both of you, very much.
Very welcome. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
All right, we're going to have a whole lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget to check out our podcast of every single recent episode, again, at seniorcarelive.com. All right, just want to thank Ben Socek and Patty Garrett for being on the program. Just really appreciate that. And I'll tell you what, one thing Patty mentioned right there towards the end is that her brother and sister-in-law, she just said it was super convenient working with Ben Socek, and they were able to sign the documents electronically, which is just wonderful. What a major convenience. And she said then a couple days later, They get notification, oh, by the way, your mortgage is paid off. And then, you know, then right after that, oh, boom, there's money in your account. And it all just boom, 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 just happened just very, very conveniently. So I was really impressed with that. You will be impressed with meeting with Ben Socek and Home Downsizing Solutions. And if this is of interest to you, I would strongly recommend reaching out and just talk to Ben. See if his firm and his service with Home Downsizing Solutions is a good fit for you and your family and your situation. Ben can be reached at 402-450-0199, or you could also visit online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. All right, so want to shift gears here and talk about National Nurses Week as we celebrate that. Just want to recognize, and I mentioned before, my wife is a nurse, so I like nurses so much, I married one. I think I mentioned that to David Wiley a couple of weeks ago. But nurses consistently rank at the top of the country's most trusted professions. And this week, America celebrates our nurses. So National Nurses Week begins on National Nurses Day, and this is just this recently passed here, on May the 6th, and then it concludes on May the 12th, which, by the way, is the birthday of Florence Nightingale. How about that? Did you know that? I thought that was a really cool little tidbit of information. And now that nurses have shown themselves to be the absolute and utmost superheroes that they really are, the entire month of May has been declared National Nurses Month, and I would say well deserved. And I'll tell you, I always get my lovely wife, Susan, a Nurses Day card and a gift. And she's had a heck of a year, just like every other nurse that I know of. And this year, I got her an anti-stress pedicure. And so I kind of pulled out all the stops. That's the super jumbo pedicure that has all sorts of extra little massages and hot stones and all this kind of stuff. I'll tell you, my wife's going to love that. And it is an anti-stress pedicure. And that was her Nurses Day gift this year. So here are some facts about the nurses that tend to you when you're sick. This is the entire month that celebrates them. So how many nurses are there in the United States? Well, there are more than 4 million registered nurses in the United States, and that's according to the American Nurses Association. And so what degree do you need to become a nurse? So according to the American Nurses Association, a diploma in nursing was once the most common route to becoming a nurse, but now there are many different ways to become a nurse. So, of course, you can get a diploma through a hospital education program. You can get an associate's degree, which is a two-year degree in nursing offered by some community colleges. And I think there are several nursing programs at local area community colleges in our area here. You can get a bachelor's degree, which is a four-year degree, or a BSN, it's a Bachelor of Science in Nursing. And that's what my wife did. And of course, you have to also pass, you don't just go to school, you have to pass that state board exam. And let me say this about that, that one's not easy. That is for sure. But once you complete your four-year BSN program, then you sit for your boards, you pass that exam, and boom, you are a registered nurse. You can also get a graduate degree or a master's degree, an MSN, and many nurses with that degree become nurse practitioners or maybe move into some administrative roles. And then you can also get a PhD in nursing, and most of these nurses teach at the college level, and they might even conduct research. And then you have continuing education. So, for example, nurses in Kansas must have 30 hours of continuing education, and that's every 2 years. And I know that because my wife is constantly taking CE courses. Most states have some requirement, but every nurse that I know, regardless of requirement, they're just constantly learning. They're learning about new procedures, new equipment, new supplies. Everything is always being improved, and there's always some new technology coming out. They're renewing their CPR, and my wife just did that. And she had to wrestle with that mannequin to turn the, you know, make the light on and all that, and so she got her CPR and other life-saving certifications. They're also learning about new medications and different ways to treat various illnesses. So, simply put, nurses are literally always learning throughout their entire career. So how did Nurses Week originate? So there were several attempts to recognize nurses annually, but it wasn't until 1993 that the American Nurses Association permanently designated a National Nurses Week to celebrate and elevate the nursing profession. So is this a respected profession? Well, let me tell you about this. For more than 15 years, Americans have rated nurses as the number one most trusted profession, says Gallup. And in a poll conducted last year, Gallup found that 84% of those surveyed rated the honesty and ethical standards of nurses as either very high or high. And that was above that of doctors, pharmacists, and teachers. And I'll tell you what, talk about respect. This has been many, many years ago when I ran a healthcare company and I had just an incredible IV therapy nurse. And she would go by herself into the city mission to help several of the homeless men there. And frankly, just to be just really honest about it, it just wasn't a safe place for a lady to be in. And it just wasn't. Okay. So, you know, many of the men there were pretty rough characters. And so I was concerned about that. And I asked her if she wanted an escort to accompany her for her own safety. And I'll just never forget this. She said, "Steve, I don't need any help. No, thank you." She said, "When I arrive, they wave me in and they all move aside and let me through. They know I'm there to help some of the men there and they respect me, they trust me, and they appreciate what I do. And they even look out for me and make sure that I get out of the neighborhood safely. I never feel unsafe there. I trust them and I trust them to make sure that I'm safe." And I just thought that was, and there's your respect right there. That's phenomenal. And, you know, most nurses are eager to jump in and help someone in need. And just one of many examples I can think of, you know, a while back we were in church. This is before the pandemic. And there was kind of a commotion behind us. And in the middle of the worship music set, a person collapsed. And I told my wife that a person was down, and she just immediately jumped into action, never even thought about it. But by the time she got to the person, she could see they were in good hands, and they were up and alert, and they were being taken care of by several people around her. But the point is, my wife instinctively jumped in to help, and most nurses do that. They just drop everything to help another person. And, you know, right now, the pandemic is still not over with. There are so many nurses on the front line of the battle, and they quite literally put their lives on the line to help others. And I know of so many nurses who volunteered to travel to New York and many of the other hotspots early on to treat. And these hospitals were overwhelmed at that point to treat the sickest of the sick. And although there are many losses, there are also many, many wins with people who have recovered and can go home. And then another example, you know, my wife will not leave the office until she has spoken with every single patient that called that day. And she calls with lab results and test results. And she said, you know, if I had a lab or a test result that I was worried about, I'd appreciate someone calling me as soon as possible and not waiting until the next business day. So that's why I call everyone. Treat others as you would want to be treated. And that's the golden rule, right? And guess what? My wife has some off-the-charts patient ratings and high levels of feedback. Her patients and their families just love, love, love her. And during all the COVID-19, she just went through hell, I'll tell you that. especially in the beginning of the pandemic when we just didn't know much about COVID-19, she would come home and she'd take her scrubs off in the garage and get changed in the garage and then enter the house and drop her scrubs in the washing machine. She just didn't know if it was safe to enter the house in the clothing that she had worked in all day long. And so other nurses took heroic measures to keep themselves and their families safe. And so nurses are literally working everywhere, touching our daily lives. They serve the elderly and newborn babies. They serve civilians and military. They serve people in nice homes and who are homeless. They serve wealthy and the poor. They serve people of all faiths. They serve people of all shapes and all sizes. They serve everyone with skill and compassion. And this is why nurses are the highest rated and most trusted profession in America. So to all of the nurses out there getting sneezed on, and puked on, and peed on, and pooped on, and bled on, and waiting for hours and hours before you can take a restroom break and missing lunch because you're helping your patients, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all that you do. We celebrate you this month and every month throughout the year. Thank you, nurses. Thank you.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, so just want to put an exclamation point on the Nurses Month. Happy Nurses Month, Nurses Day, and Nurses Week. So if you know a nurse, just be sure to recognize them and just say thank you. You know, I do this all the time. And when I see someone, especially when I see someone in uniform, military uniform, I'll go up and I'll shake their hand, look them square in the eye, and I'll say, "Thank you for serving. Me and my family, we appreciate you so much." And you could just tell every time they don't expect this, but they really appreciate it. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was out with one of my boys, and we stopped and grabbed some lunch. We're sitting in the car, and a police officer walks out of the restaurant, and I very intentionally rolled the window down, and our eyes met, and I said, "Sir, thank you very much for your service. We really appreciate you." And he goes, "Thank you so much." And I could just tell it caught him off guard and just really probably made his day and made him feel really appreciated. And I just think it's important to do that. And I would also, again, if you know a nurse, tell them thank you. Just thank you very much for all the great work. And trust me on this one. They don't expect it, but they would also really, really appreciate it for sure. Every single nurse that I know, they don't do it for the money. I mean, they're paid pretty well, okay? But I personally don't know of one single nurse that said, "Hey, I'm going to get into nursing so I can make a lot of money." Every single nurse that I know, they're in nursing because they want to help people. They're caring, loving, kind human beings, and they have a passion for helping people. And they have the biggest heart. They'll go the extra mile every time for their patients. They'll put themselves second, and they always put others first. And so I just can't say enough great things about nurses. So again, if you know a nurse, or if you see a nurse, just tell them, you know, Happy Nurses Month. Tell them thanks for all they do. And then, of course, last week we had Mother's Day on last Sunday. And every year I always go out and I buy some nice hanging baskets for the house. My wife loves this, and I plant flowers in three planters and get everything looking all nice. And my wife just absolutely loves that. It's kind of one of the Mother's Day traditions. And then, of course, What do you want for dinner? I like cooking. I'm kind of a chef wannabe, I guess. But I like cooking. And my wife said, ooh, how about some steak tacos? So I get the skirt steak and I've got this great marinade. It marinated all night and then grill them up just perfect the next day. And I made a big pile of steak tacos and all the good stuff that goes along with that. And my mom came over and she loves the steak tacos, and we had some gifts for them, and it was just a really nice, just kind of a laid back, but just really meaningful Mother's Day. And so just want to wish a happy belated Mother's Day to all of the great moms out here in the listening audience. All right, let's have a laugh.
You did it.
All right, so I've got three of them going here today. Okay, here we go. So three old guys are out walking. The first one says, "It's windy, isn't it?" The second one says, "No, it's Thursday." And the third one says, "So am I. Let's go get a beer." Can't you see that? Can't you just picture that? That would be great. Here's another one. "With age comes wisdom, huh? Apparently, wisdom weighs about 40 pounds. All right, and finally, exhaustipated. This is a new word that you can add to your vocabulary, and it may be especially useful to us senior folks. Exhaustipated, meaning I'm just too tired to give up. All right. Exhaustipated. I know for sure I've been exhaustipated many times here recently. I'm going to have to work that one into my vocabulary. How about that? So, all right. So I want to just conclude the program here by just giving everyone a huge heads up. I'm calling it the 2021 Great Rush to Senior Care. There is a phenomenon happening in our country, and it's definitely here in our area, in our region. And so first of all, let me just explain that the normal seasonal demand, there's actually a seasonal demand for senior care, and it kind of looks like a shallow kind of a cereal bowl. So first of all, the peak demand would be January and February. That is the highest demand for all of senior care, for home care and for any of the senior care communities, any level of the entire year. And then it starts to tail off and it hits a low, and it's not, there's always a demand. So it's a shallow cereal bowl. It doesn't go down deep. Okay. If you can imagine this little curve here. So it's the lowest during the heat of the summer month, June, July, and August. And then as we start moving towards the fall, right, that line, that demand starts to creep up a little bit toward the end of the year. And then, boom, it jumps up in January and February. And then it does this cycle every single year. Okay. However, this year, it looked a little bit different. That peak demand wasn't nearly as high as it usually is due to the fear of COVID-19. Right. So thousands of people sat on the sidelines, and I'm not kidding. They sat on the sidelines because they were afraid to move themselves or their loved one to a senior care community and become infected by COVID-19 and be kind of stuck there, trapped there, maybe even die there. Right. So they were just afraid of that. And this is before the vaccine, and they stayed home. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people. They stayed home. They stayed on the sidelines. But now that the vaccines are available, the vast majority, I would say every single place I've gone to and I've talked to, they're saying 98 to 99% of the residents living in all of these different senior care communities are now protected with the vaccine. So guess what? Now we're not hesitating. Now we're not afraid because of the vaccine, which is a great thing. So there are literally thousands and thousands of people flooding the market right now. And they've been flooding the market over the last, I would say, 6 to 8 weeks. And they're ready to move in to residential care, assisted living, home plus, and long-term care. Many are choosing to sell their house and downsize and move into a continuing care retirement community. And if you're ready to move from the sideline and move into one of these different levels of senior care community, let me just remind you that my firm, Senior Care Consulting, can help you choose the right fit. We can help you find the right level of care and choose the best place available with our full service placement program. Be sure to give us a call and ask for a free consultation at 913-945-2800. That's 913-945-2800, or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.